Have you ever looked at someone else's life and thought, if only I could be them instead of me? This universal fantasy becomes a startling reality for Jenna Chen, a high school senior devastated by her Harvard rejection. In a moment of despair, she makes an impulsive wish to become her perfect cousin Jessica, only to wake up the next morning inhabiting Jessica's body. What follows is a profound journey that challenges everything Jenna thought she knew about success, identity, and what truly makes a life worth living. The seemingly perfect life she coveted turns out to be far more complicated than she imagined, forcing her to question whether becoming someone else would actually solve her problems or simply create new ones. After all, how can you know what someone else's life is really like until you've walked in their shoes? Literally. Jenna's world crumbles upon receiving her Harvard rejection email. She feels guilty for disappointing her immigrant parents who sacrificed everything for her education. While Jenna faces rejection from every Ivy League school, Jessica has been accepted to Harvard and five other prestigious universities. At dinner at Jessica's mansion, family differences become glaringly apparent. Jenna's parents fuss over bringing too many wontons before forcing smiles. Jessica appears in perfect Arctic blue cashmere, embodying effortless success. Someone once called Jenna the dollar store version of Jessica, a comparison that stings because their physical similarities only highlight the achievement gap between them. The evening turns humiliating when Jessica's Harvard acceptance is announced. When asked about her own decision, Jenna can only shake her head as silence falls. Later, standing alone under the stars, she makes a desperate wish. I wish I was Jessica Chen. In that moment of despair, the universe listens and responds. Jenna wakes to unfamiliar brightness and strawberry scent. Everything feels wrong. The too soft blankets, high pillows, and most jarring, a flower-shaped birthmark between her fingers that wasn't there before. The mirror reveals the impossible. She is Jessica Chen. Jessica's mother offers cake for breakfast and hands her $1,000 for lunch money. Outside, friends wait in a Mercedes. At school, admiring whispers follow her, feeling like breaking through water's surface into sunlight after being submerged my whole life. A chilling question emerges. If she's living Jessica's life, who's living hers? At her real home, her mother treats her as a stranger. More disturbing, Jenna's self-portrait she had angrily splattered with paint has changed. Violet paint now covers the entire top half of her face. In Jessica's life, Jenna discovers the burden of perfection. Jessica's demanding schedule creates overwhelming pressure. Perfect test papers hide harsh self-criticism in the margins. Her journal chronicles a journey from excitement about achievements to indifference as success became expected, eventually turning to anger. When Jenna scores 91% on a politics test, Miss Lewis pulls her aside, concerned something must be wrong. What appears as perfection is actually a prison of expectations. What intoxicates Jenna most isn't Jessica's wealth, but feeling seen and respected simply for existing. After a lifetime seeking attention, she's finally receiving it. But as the self-portrait suggests, is she losing herself? Jessica's social position reveals its darker side during a horseback ride when Jenna learns how she's truly perceived as ridiculously hardworking, but lacking natural talent, someone worthy of pity rather than respect. This revelation deepens when Jenna discovers threatening notes from Kathy Liu, who accuses Jessica of plagiarism. After sharing her essay outline, Kathy found her ideas stolen. When similarities were noticed, teachers assumed Kathy copied Jessica, because how could someone like you cheat? Kathy's bitterness extends beyond academics. She was waitlisted at Harvard while Jessica was accepted everywhere. You're headed off to my dream school and you don't even need it, she laments, explaining she was skipped ahead two grades only to remain perpetually second. These interactions reveal Jessica's position isn't just about success, it's built on others' envy. Her perfection makes others feel inadequate, even affecting friendships when another student consoles a crying Leela that Jessica is basically a god. Is being envied really better than being envious? Throughout Jenna's journey as Jessica, her childhood friend and secret crush, Aaron Kai, becomes increasingly important. Returning from Paris, he's the first to notice something different about Jessica, detecting subtle changes others miss. The revelation comes during a walk through a misty meadow. When Jenna mentions her childhood dream of countryside living, Aaron whispers, "Jenna," recognizing her true identity. He explains how the differences in Jessica after his return led him to this impossible conclusion. Aaron confesses he never had feelings for Jessica. He's always loved Jenna. He fled to Paris because his feelings were overwhelming, fearing she'd lose interest once she discovered his flaws. Aaron truly sees and values Jenna for who she is, not what she achieves. His ability to recognize her soul despite her changed appearance reveals a connection that transcends the physical. In becoming Jessica, has Jenna sacrificed a relationship with someone who loved her exactly as she was? Racing against time as her identity fades, Jenna returns to the mountain with her deteriorating self-portrait to wish upon another shooting star. Overwhelmed by memories of all she's lost, her home, parents, art, and Aaron, she begs to be herself again. After crying herself to sleep, she wakes to find Jessica standing over her and the familiar painting calluses on her hands. She's back in her own body. Jessica reveals she was suspended in her mind the whole time, aware but not in control, finding it oddly freeing. They reflect that perhaps the cruelest trick the universe can play is giving exactly what we wish for. When Jessica asks if Jenna really wanted to be her that badly, Jenna laughs, "Not anymore." At home, Jenna embraces her mother's worried scolding. When Aaron appears, Jenna finds her courage and tells him she knows what she wants now. He kisses her, confessing, "Jenna, you're all I've ever wanted." Jenna realizes her life is beautiful and she can paint it any color I want. Through Jenna's journey, we see how pressure to succeed, particularly in immigrant families where children carry their parents' sacrifices, can distort self-worth and obscure unique gifts. The novel challenges the notion that our value comes from achievements rather than identity. Aaron's consistent love for Jenna, even when she's physically Jessica, demonstrates that true connection stems from being valued for our authentic selves. By the end, both Jenna and Jessica recognize their intrinsic value beyond grades or college acceptances. This doesn't mean abandoning ambition, but placing it in perspective as a means to express gifts rather than prove worth. In a world defined by achievement metrics and social media comparisons, this story reminds us that humanity isn't measured by accomplishments, but by capacity for authentic connection, creative expression, and joy in ordinary moments. The question isn't whether you can become someone else, it's whether you can fully become yourself.